In the arms of the angel.
A prayer vigil preceded Saturday's removal of the house where six young people were killed last fall in Crandon. Off-duty officer Tyler Peterson committed the murders before later taking his own life. Pastor Bill Farr led the prayer vigil.
This house is going to be removed and a new symbol will be built in its place. This new symbol will reflect life. It will be a memorial of those young people, and it will share what they were and what they were motivated by. Every time we pass by this place, we'll be reminded of their lives.
Tribal drummers were among those participating in the ceremony. Fred Ackley of the Molech Sakagan Chippewa said his people used the drums and songs not only to honor the people passed on, but to help those left behind go on.
So tonight when I sang these songs and I offered that tobacco, I was in my mind that the house is gone. It was going to be a beautiful spot here where people can come and remember these children.
About 250 people came out to honor the memory of Jordan Murray, Aaron Smith, Bradley Schultz, Lindsay Stahl, Leanna Thomas, and Katrina McCorkle. I'm John Burton reporting for the Wisconsin Radio Network.